Blog Talk Radio.
This episode of HR Happy Hour is sponsored by Acquire, the leading provider of workforce planning and analytics solutions, and launching today the compensation planning tool your line managers will use and love. When was the last time you heard your manager say, "I love this comp tool"? Give them Acquire compensation. They'll be shouting it through the hallways. There will be a sexual harassment problem between line managers and compensation planning tools. Learn more at acquireinc.com/comp.
Tonight, so welcome to
That's
the HR
true.
Happy Hours. That was great. I love that. Love that song. Welcome to HR Happy Hour. This is episode 99, New Technology for Recruiting. My name is Steve Bowes. With me, of course, Shauna Morkey, the HR Minion.
Hi.
Hey, Shauna. How are you?
Well, I'm dying from the heat, but right now I'm in air conditioning, so I'm surviving.
So, yeah, doing the whole, you know, Central Florida springtime is not exactly like Paris in April, I guess, right?
Oh, the South is trying to kill me.
Fantastic. So we'll hang in there. I imagine the bugs are quite large this time of year as well.
Remind me about the bugs. I've already had to kill two in the past week. It's disgusting.
Ooh. Well, hang in there, Shauna. You know, try to stay cool. This is the HR Happy Hour again. This show is being recorded live on May 12th, 2011. Our call-in number tonight, 646-378-1086. If you do call in and want to get on board tonight and ask a question or make a comment, please do, and press 1 after you connect, and we will be sure to open up your line. Twitter, hanging out on Twitter as well. Our hashtag, of course, HR Happy Hour. And we'll keep an eye on that as well. Shauna's in charge of the Twitter stream, so behave out there as well. So we're going to have a really fun show tonight. Hey, Shauna, we never talk about this, and I just wanted to mention, did you know, you might have known this, did you know the HR Happy Hour show, the archive, is available on iTunes? Did you know that?
We haven't talked about it in a while, though.
We haven't talked about that in ages, so I just wanted to remind the folks listening tonight or maybe catching the archive on the web replay later that all the HR Happy Hour shows, from episode 1 to tonight's episode 99, every single one of them is available on iTunes. So if you go out to the iTunes store and you search for HR Happy Hour in the podcast section, you will find all the shows. They're actually free, which is a great price for this high-quality entertainment and information. So don't forget,
you can
get your dose.
You have to catch up with our 100th show.
I'm going to tell you what, you do. And we're going to talk about the 100th show a little bit tonight as well. So that's going to be next week in extravaganza. So speaking of that, Shauna, speaking of the 100th show, I will make a couple of quick announcements before we bring on our guests. We have two great guests waiting in the wings tonight to talk about new technology for recruiting, and so they're waiting patiently for me to get through all this introductory nonsense. But a couple quick things. We have some special shows coming up, some new things, some fun shows. I'll be at the Acquire. Our show sponsor, Acquire, has been gracious enough to invite me down to their user conference called Structure 2011, which will be in
Very
Dallas
cool.
in a couple of weeks. We'll be doing a special HR Happy Hour show live from Acquire on Monday, May 23rd. I believe the time is going to be 4 p.m. Central Time, and we'll make sure we communicate out that once we nail that down. But so special HR Happy Hour live from the Acquire event on Monday, May 23rd, which is going to be a lot of fun. And then, Shauna, which is really going to be exciting and interesting, the first edition of a series that we're starting in May, HR Happy Hour / or Europe, right? HR Happy Hour Europe is starting. Yeah, we're going global.
Whatever they call it.
Yeah, the river there, the one that separates like the old world and the new. Wednesday, May 25th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're going to be having a great show, HR Happy Hour Europe, brought to you by our friends at JobSite, JobSite UK, Felix Wetzel,
great
Mervyn Dinnan, and Keith Potts, and the whole team at JobSite. So they're going to be working with us on that. So stay tuned for more information on HR Happy Hour Europe. And then finally, the big, big show next week, episode 100, right, the 100th episode of this show, the HR Happy Hour. Shauna, I am stunned we're still doing this 100.
Dude, really?
Episodes. I mean, I'm doing it for the syndication money, clearly, right, which will kick in episode 100. No doubt.
Maybe we get paid?
Possibly. But here's the thing, and I'm just going to – this is going to be – Shauna, this is what's known in sort of the broadcasting world as a little bit of a tease, so I'm going to do a little tease right now. The chances are very high, and you don't even know this, so this is news to you, that the episode 100 will be emanating live from a shocking top-secret remote location next week, next Thursday.
Remote location, huh?
Yes, and I can't tell you where it is. It's plans are still – no, you'll break. You'll talk, Shauna. Come on. Really? You keep that secret?
Okay. I will admit I'm highly susceptible to bribery.
Yeah,
you
can't be trusted with that information. So next week, episode 100, we're hoping for lots of our friends of the show, former guests, callers, tweeters. Really, everyone's invited next week for a huge HR Happy Hour 100th episode celebration. Again, likely to be coming from a top secret and super, super cool location. And you'll find out next week when you tune in. So. That's it for me for announcements. We're like 12 minutes into the show, and we haven't even sort of started the show. But
we have a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah, we sure did. So let's get on with the fun. So HR Happy Hour, we're talking about new tech for recruiting. Our calling number is 646-378-1086. Our hashtag on Twitter is HR Happy Hour. Let's welcome our guests who waited very patiently for their chance to come on the show. I'm going to go to our first guest who's new to the show. Let's welcome to the show Ty Abernathy from ZuzuHire.com.
Hey.
Ty, welcome to the HR Happy Hour.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Steve.
It's our pleasure, Ty, and I just want to just briefly say I met Ty for the first time in person a couple weeks ago at the HR Evolution event. So to me, Ty, you'll always be kind of my benefits administrator, right? That's how I view you. Because we met as part of Recess Wellness, Tanya Barham's session, interactive session on wellness, where Ty had a great job. So Ty got to, like, try to deploy this benefits program to very skeptical employees that was hastily hatched up by myself and Paul Smith, who was acting as the CEO, and it was just a debacle. But Ty made it work. Ty sold the program. He convinced the users, the employees, to buy into the wellness deal. So congrats on that. So. Ty, can you just tell us a little bit about you and a little bit about ZuzuHire?
Absolutely, yeah. So my background is in third-party recruiting, specifically finance and accounting. I kind of grew up in the business working for a family business. And so, you know, working summers, doing sales, recruiting, and graduated and was like, I'm not doing recruiting. And my dad at the time was starting a finance and accounting division. And just kind of said, you know what, I'm going to try it out. And it just really fell in love with the whole perm recruiting piece of the business. And I've been doing recruiting in some shape, form, or fashion since. And, so recently kind of ventured out and started ZuzuHire, which is basically a candidate screening tool. It's in a nutshell, just allows you to create interview questionnaires to assess candidates from. The only difference to a typical questionnaire, it allows you to incorporate video, audio recording, and you can choose also between multiple choice formats and written response as well. So you kind of craft this custom interview questionnaire, and it's just sort of a way to screen applicants and ask more applicants interview questions up front.
Right. And it's really cool. It's interactive. It's multimedia. It's kind of sort of one of those cutting-edge recruiting technologies that we really want to talk about tonight. So, Ty, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming tonight.
Thank you.
And let's welcome our other guest, Shauna, who's been waiting, you know, hanging out. But he's a veteran. He knows the game. He's cool with it. And he did a fantastic session at HR Evolution centered around some of these tools we'll be talking about tonight, cool tools for recruiting, was his session. Let's welcome sort of the genius behind TalentNet Live and a million other things, Craig Fisher. Welcome back to the HR Happy Hour Show.
Yay! Thank you, Steve, very much. Great. I'm glad to be here. I am proud to be a veteran and very proud to be on the 99th episode, which I think is cooler than the 100th episode.
Yeah, cool. Right, quite honestly. You're right. Everyone, because when we look back on it, we'll really remember number 99, right, before,
right.
Like, above all the other ones. But, Craig, you know, you're one of the few guys probably in the space that I think has more sort of credits on under his name than I do, right? And I have a lot of different things going on. So besides sort of TalentNet, you're involved in a lot of other things. Do you want to just sort of quickly mention some of the other initiatives you're working on or you're involved in lately?
Yeah, you know, that's a nice way of saying that I've got too many jobs, which I do. And I've this year collaborated with Jason Seiden, and am working with Ajax Social Media, which is the first ever LinkedIn certified training company in North America.
Right.
And we're training sales, marketing, and recruiting teams how to be more efficient and effective with LinkedIn and social media. So we're doing strategy and training all over the world. And one of the cool things is one of the companies that we have actually been doing some of this work for is actually the company that certified us. So I've gotten to do some really neat things with training actually LinkedIn sales teams, which is a lot of fun.
Right.
And then Jim Durbin and I started another venture, because when we get these training gigs, many times companies want us to actually implement strategy, and there's only a few of us. So Durbin and I decided that really nobody in the market is providing contractors to do social media strategy, and companies don't really know how to hire that job very well. So we're placing people who we've vetted and trained on a contract basis in companies to ramp up social media strategy. And then after that part's done, after the evangelism internally is done and the communities are built and all that, you can really hire a community manager to do the rest. You don't need that person, that expensive consultant, forever. So it's not necessarily a perm position for the ramp up, but a contractor might work. So we're doing that as well. So those are a couple of the fun things that I'm getting to do right now. Plus, you know, I've been training recruiting teams all over for several years now, and still doing a lot of that on my own under the TalentNet Live banner.
So I was right, Shauna. Craig is doing more than me. He's doing more than everyone, apparently. I hope you get some rest sometime, Craig, because get a little bit of sleep now and again. So, hey, let's reset quick. We're on the HR Happy Hour. We're going to be talking about recruiting technology. We're with Ty Abernethy from Zuzu Hire, Craig Fisher from really everywhere, as we've just learned. My name is Steve Bosch. Shauna Markey is with us. Our calling number is 646-378-1086. And on Twitter, our hashtag is HR Happy Hour as well. So let's just throw it out. Craig, I'm going to throw this one to you. Before we sort of dive into some of the really cool and innovative brand new things, I thought at the start of the show we'd kind of do a quick sort of level set and sort of current state kind of thing. And it seems like, you know, innovations in technology for recruiting and for recruiters have been sort of constantly happening. But lately it seems to be, I don't know, maybe because we're noticing more or there's more avenues for promotion. It just seems like lately there's been just a surge in new sort of innovations and new developments. But like, you know, where is sort of let's talk corporate for a second. Like, where is sort of corporate recruiting vis-a-vis technology now? And, you know, and when we talk about that, we really think mostly about the ATS, at least in mid-sized to larger companies. And do you get the sense that there's a lot of interesting things or really anything interesting happening in the ATS side of things before we get into some of these newer and kind of innovative technologies like Zuzu Hire?
There are some interesting things happening in the ATS world, but most of them come with just plugins that incorporate new tools like Zuzu Hire and other social-type platforms. And a lot of the ATS systems are doing that now. I mean, the ability to scale the ATS system with a plug-in type of, addition that gives you, you know, social pl- platforms within the ATS, the ability to search LinkedIn and Twitter and post your jobs to multiple social sites. These things are all getting integrated into most of the ATS systems. But the problem that we really see is that you get all these bells and whistles and lights and buzzers and fun things to play with, but you're not actually using your ATS very well. And companies still aren't really fully utilizing the core usage of their ATS systems. And recruiters and HR people need to be trained to do that a lot better before they actually start playing with the millions of other tools that are available.
Right. You know, Craig, your comments, I think, are really, really on the mark and sort of made me think of sort of two follow-up questions. One would be, do you get the sense that, you know, and this is really sort of an opinion, but it's an opinion show, Craig. We're allowed to sort of just go opinion here. There's no research staff. Shauna, do we have a research staff on the show that vets any of this?
Dude, we don't even have an intern to get us coffee.
All right, so we're all set on this. So, Craig, do you get the sense in terms of ATS utilization and sort of maybe the gap between capability and utilization? Is it more of a maybe a functionality gap on the system side, or really is it just an education and capability gap on the user side? Like, I mean, we've known for years that lots of ATSs are just hard to deal with, they're hard to search on, they don't really have that really deep capability that lots of recruiters are looking for.
You know, they're getting easier, I think. I think we're seeing some of the products out there, like Silk Road and Workday, are coming out with these beautiful, very intuitive, easy-to-use and easy-to-read products, right? The user interface is just plain simple. And that's what we look for now because we're used to big Web 2.0-style buttons for everything we do.
Right.
The problem is that you still need a human to actually perform the search, even within your own database, within your own system. You still need a human to actually write a decent bit of maybe Boolean search string to do the searching of your own database. And, you know, we don't teach that enough in recruiting these days. So, yes, ATS systems have always been a problem, but the problem with any software implementation is always going to be user adoption. And so companies who make this software need to do a whole lot better job with user adoption, and especially now that there are so many things to offer. So instead of just pushing out, oh, we've got all these things, look at all these wonderful things that we can do that our competition can't, I would prefer to see, hey, we've got better customer service and better training and better user adoption than any other ATS system out there, and that's why ours is the best. That's the kind of service that I want to see if I'm in the HR space.
Great. Craig, thanks for that. Ty, I want to throw it to you. And sort of, as you have created a tool, Zuzu Hire, which, as sort of Craig mentioned, he described as one of these sort of, you know, adjacent technologies that can be incorporated with a traditional ATS. Did you get the sense that products like yours and similar products, the desire in the market for products like this were really due to lack of capability in typical ATS systems?
Yes, I do. I mean, I think that one thing that's exciting about some of these ATS systems that are out there right now is that they're integrating with and they're adding some of these bells and whistles. But I also think, as Craig said, that's also kind of the it's a very, very slippery slope. I think that it's the recruiting tool space is so crowded now. There's so much out there that if you start just trying to incorporate all of these things, it gets to be a little it's not useful. And I think that the applicant tracking system, CRMs that really do it right are the ones that keep it very simple, that maybe incorporate one or two of these bells and whistles, but don't take it too far. I mean, my biggest frustration with most systems is there's too much there. There's too much going on. And you know, example, we've used for years a system called MaxHire at our firm. Great, great system. I can't, you know, don't want to say anything too bad about it, but my only drawback is that it offers so much. We probably use about one-tenth of the total functionality of the site, of the service, just because it's it makes for a bulky experience. So for me, just to cut out 90% of the functionality and keep the core 10% that I use, that to me would be an excellent system. And I know there's some out there, as Craig mentioned, and some that I've seen, and Newton Software is one, that just keeps it very straightforward, simple, Web 2.0. And I think at its core, that is what we really – I think that's kind of where applicant tracking systems should go, keeping in mind if they do add a bell, you know, these bells and whistles, such as Isuzu Hire or some other, that – It needs to be part of the core functionality of what it is that they're trying to accomplish.
Ty, thanks for that. Let me do a quick reset, Shauna. We're already 20 minutes into the show, and tonight I attribute to the rapid sort of movement of the show to the 17-minute introduction I gave at the beginning of the show. But
we're all about the intro, not
this is crazy.
About the content.
Wait till we start running. Wait till we start running like lots of commercials. You know, it's going to be ridiculous. This is just going to turn into some sort of infomercial, I think. But this is the HR Happy Hour. We're talking about recruiting technology. We're with Ty Abernathy from Zuzu Hire, Craig Fisher, TalentNet Live, Ajax Social Media. I'm Steve Bowe. Shauna Markey is here as well. 646-378-1086 is your dial-in number tonight. Please do call in if you want to get on board and press 1, and we'll get you into the conversation tonight. Twitter, our hashtag is HRHappyHour as well. So real quick, as we sort of wrap up, sort of, you know, we're talking a little bit about ATSs and ancillary technologies that sort of link into or sort of can hang off the ATSs. One of the things you read, though, and you see is that lots of folks seem to just hate the ATS, right? Whether it's corporate recruiters who don't like it because it doesn't have the functionality they like, or as Ty suggested, it's too heavy, it's too dense. But even the applicant side, right? You know, applicants who are been frustrated with the experience that many of the larger ATS systems provide for them. I mean, Craig, I'll throw it to you. Do you have any sort of insight or thoughts about, well, what can be done, even on the candidate side, the applicant side, like, to make the experience of using these systems just a little bit more pleasing and a little bit better?
I'll tell you that one of the things that I'm really big on is not trying to do all your screening up front when the applicant applies. If you've got a form that is 3 pages long that they have to fill out to get just a job description or to send their resume, it's going to be a very difficult thing for users to say, wow, I really like that. That was easy. Let them upload their resume or import their LinkedIn profile to fill out most of the form data and not screen for everything right up front. If a candidate can get to the next phase of the process and possibly have some fun messages from the system along the way saying you're almost there, we're doing great, that's going to be a better user experience. I'm just not a big fan of putting all your screening questionnaires and everything right up front, and that's one of the things that can make the candidate experience better.
Well, and Craig, right, and companies want to do that, right, because they don't want 500 applicants to make it all the way through, right? They want 400 of them to figure out how to screen themselves out?
Yeah, they're trying to narrow the field, but it makes the experience bad for everyone. And so there's a better way of doing that, because what really happens is when candidates send their resume into your system, you're not looking at them as they come in anyway. The recruiter is going back and trying to pull that data out. They're doing a search within their system to pull out not only the most recent resumes, but the ones with the keywords that fit their search the best. And so it's the same thing. If the resume is optimized properly from the candidate side, they're in better shape, but the screening that goes on up front, it doesn't really make that big of a difference because, yeah, we might get a note saying this candidate answered 15 of the 30 questions, you know, better than everyone else. We might look at that guy, but in reality, we're going to go back through our inbox and do a search and back through the system and do a search when we actually want to retrieve those candidates, because we just get too many resumes these days to do it on a real-time basis.
Ty, I'll throw this to you. So, since Zuzu Hire and you know the solution you've developed in your product is meant for interviews and a screening sort of mechanism, where do you see your clients and the customers you're working with? Where are they integrating that sort of more in-depth screening process in the overall sort of applicant and recruiting process? Is it more upfront, or is it a little bit more on the back end, as Craig suggests?
it's kind of evolved actually since we launched, and some of the ways that our customers are using it were not even really on our radar when we first started down this road. But to answer your question, all the above. I mean, we have clients that will tweet out a link with a job description and this multimedia questionnaire attached saying apply and interview for the position. We have others that will integrate it with their career page and have it when you click apply, you go through the Zuzu Hire process and apply through Zuzu Hire. We have others that use it more of a first round interviewing tool to screen out applicants. So you'll take your top 20 candidates, and instead of doing a phone interview, you'll email them with a link to a questionnaire. Incorporate some video in that questionnaire, and applicants can then respond to it at their convenience and can record their answer, and then managers can review and share with other managers, and it's a little bit more of a little bit more than just, say, a phone screen, if you will, but it replaces that step in the process. So that was kind of initially what we had in mind, but it's kind of just taken on a mind of its own. It can also be used for more of just like a mining aspect. If you have a lot of applicants, you can email out the job description and sort of quickly kind of go through large quantities of candidates. But that's more of it's a little bit more bulk. And as Craig said, that can kind of the candidate experience at that point can be a little bit diminished. So I think that just depending on when you incorporate it, you can kind of give it more finesse, and we allow the ability to be able to record a video intro. So we try to say that if whatever you expect your candidates to do, you should be willing to kind of do yourself as well as an employer.
Right. Ty, thanks for that. Let's I'd like to get into some of the questions and conversation around some of these newer tools now, like Zuzu Hire and others, and like some of the technologies that Craig talked about and approaches to recruiting and sourcing that Craig mentioned that talked about at length at his HR Evolution session as well. So I guess I'll throw it to Craig first, since Craig was sort of our go-to guy at HR Evolution for tools and technologies, especially the newer and innovative things at HR Evolution. So Craig, I guess I'll throw it to you sort of a little bit more in general, and then maybe you can narrow in on some of the specific tools that you might have talked about at HR Evolution as well. Where do you get the sense the sort of technology and recruiting space is moving, and what's got the most sort of energy and interest in and around that space? So is it social integration? Is it video interviewing? Is it, advanced sourcing techniques? Maybe it's all of them, and then maybe get into a couple, one or two that come to mind that you'd love to talk about here tonight that perhaps you talked about at HR Evolution as well.
Well, the answer is yes, all of the above. And
I'm asking a lot of easy questions tonight, Shauna, because that's I think the third one I've got yes to all. So good.
We're getting a lot of controversy, by the way, on Twitter with the give candidates a good user experience comments.
How dare they? How dare those Twitter?
Right. Well, but see, the way technology is moving and the way HR is using it and recruiters are using it is to be more efficient and to be faster, and to not actually have to look at all those resumes, but to be able to retrieve the data better, and then to be able to communicate quickly and better with candidates. So what we see now is tools that are making it not only easier to develop relationships that we can actually utilize online, when in reality we probably should be picking up the phone, but we're not. But tools like Zuzu Hire do make it easier to sort of skip one of those steps, and they do make it more time effective for the recruiting team. So finding candidates better, sourcing, being able to communicate with them on a broader spectrum and faster, all these things are important, but also retrieving the data that we have in. And, really what we are going to see is not just the reality that recruiters aren't looking at every resume that comes in, but that we should be getting these resumes in and being able to retrieve that data better and see the results better. And then when we post our job openings and our requests, if we've been contributing on social media like good little workers that we are,
of course, right.
Are we using our time there effectively? Are we sitting around on Twitter all day and all night and on Facebook? Well, we shouldn't be. We should be using a few tools, and there's a couple of them that I really like, and one of them is CrowdBooster, to tell us when's the best time to tweet. When do we actually have, you know, the most reaction? That's when you post your jobs or schedule your jobs to be posted if you're using TweetDeck or Hootsuite.
So a service like CrowdBooster, Craig, gives you sort of analytics about the effectiveness of your sort of social media outreach on your job postings and other communications?
It does. It's a great tool, and it'll actually give you a big graph throughout the day of when you have the most activity, when you get the most retweets, when you get the most replies and responses. And it'll tell you exactly you need to be tweeting at 11, 1, and 6 p.m.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Right? Yeah.
Shauna, you've got that down, right? That's how you,
sure.
You're a social media expert. You've got it down. I know you are.
Oh, no. I will never adhere that label to me.
Okay.
I'm an advocate, but I would never call myself an expert at something I've been doing for 30
years. Craig, that makes a lot of sense, though. Is there a way, and then maybe not in a tool like this, but, I mean, to me, that's really cool and that's interesting. Is there a way to sort of continue that analysis past just impressions or activity and into actual results, whether it's applications and even further still to qualified candidates? Is it able to reach that deeply into the data?
Well, there are other tools that allow you to sort of create relationships better, right, and faster. And so one of the things that I'm a big proponent of, everything I do is to make my job easier and to get me to actually spend less time on social platforms. And so we get to a point to where, okay, we know when we've got to tweet this job out. We know the people in these networks that are going to see it. But when you see someone has retweeted your job, you want to go look at their profile and see what kind of users they might be affecting in that time frame, okay?
Sure.
And when you find, you know, the kind of users that they've got actually retweeting their tweets, you can use tools now like Twiangulate, which is really cool, to compare.
Can you say that again, Craig, so we catch that one? Twiangulate?
Yeah, Twiangulate.
Okay.
So you can put in up to three profile names, and it will give you all the people that those three profiles have in common. So if you've got a user that retweets your stuff, and then you see someone has retweeted their stuff, you can put in your name, their name, and the person that retweeted name, and see all the people you have in common. So you've got a quick link, not just through the person that retweeted your stuff, but also, hey, I understand you know all these people that I know. Let's connect. And it's just a faster way to build that rapport, build that relationship, get that communication going, and get you back off social media so you can actually do most of your job.
Right. So CrowdBooster, Twiangulate are mechanisms whereby you can sort of make your social media, Shauna, it sounds like sort of an Elmer Fudd, right, trying to say that word, Twiangulate. We're going to Twiangulate. There's solutions to help you sort of make your use in social more effective and more efficient, right, to get you back sort of on the phone or connecting with candidates, engaging with candidates, and, you know, that makes a lot of sense. I'm going to throw this to Ty, the next sort of follow-up to this, because Ty, a big part of Zuzu Hire, certainly and a really cool part of it, is that video integration, right? And so, you know, I know when I was out at the ERE Expo a couple of months ago, I mean, there must have been half a dozen organizations there with video interviewing solutions and capabilities in one form or another. So, Ty, I wonder if you could talk specifically a little bit about just video as a component in the process of, A, marketing jobs, and, B, certainly, you know, in screening and assessments and interviews, and your thoughts on video.
Yeah, absolutely. Video, I think video still has some catching up to do. I mean, I think that you poll the average person and they still – don't really know how to use a webcam, feel very uncomfortable in front of the camera, and it's still kind of catching up. But I really see video in the recruiting niche is to be kind of a to really kind of heat up in the next few years. I think that it's as people become more and more comfortable in front of video, and everyone tends to have a webcam. I think it's just going to be a very simple way for a recruiter to either do a quick Skype call and chat with somebody via video, which I know goes on a good bit now, but I wouldn't say it was commonplace. And then from there, just applications, having a simple, you know, video piece to it for both. And this would especially be for companies. I think that companies marketing their jobs, I think having a video component to that is going to be huge in the coming years, where you're able to have your hiring manager actually talking on video about a job. And then that way the user, the candidates are able to not only hear straight from the hiring manager in a very kind of intimate setting, but they're also able to apply and then respond via video as well. So I think that as companies and individuals become more comfortable with video, it's going to become more of a it's going to become more commonplace in the hiring process.
Yeah, Ty, that's a great point. You mentioned the video component as a part of the sort of the job advertisement with the hiring manager sort of talking. And I was watching a video just yesterday, the day before. From Deluxe Corporation, right? Stacey Van Meter, who presented at ERE Expo a couple months ago, is doing a lot of really fantastic things in recruiting and social recruiting, particularly at Deluxe. And they had tweeted out a job ad on one of their Deluxe accounts, and I was watching it, and you know, there was the hiring manager just talking for a couple of minutes about what the job entailed, the type of person they were looking for, what the right candidate, you know, the candidate who would be likely to succeed in that job, you know, some of the traits that they require. It was really cool, and it was really simple and easy. It was about a two-minute deal. It was probably recorded on a flip cam, and it made me wonder, it's like, why don't we see this on more job ads? It's really not that difficult to do, and Ty, I think you're right on the money there and how valuable that could be, and probably we will see more of that going forward.
Well, I think that as it becomes more and more of a crowded space for companies to kind of market their jobs. You know, right now you post a job and you get hundreds and hundreds of applicants. But I think in the coming years, as that shift occurs, I think that companies are going to really be looking for a way to sort of leverage new technology to stand out. And I think just, you know, when you kind of pull the face off a company and you see a hiring manager, they're talking freely about their department, their position, and what they really need. You know, I mean, I think it's very powerful for just kind of bringing out that human element of an organization.
Right, and to some extent, right, when you go to you take a job, right, you're going to work for a company, sure, but you're also going to work for a boss, right? You're going to work for a hiring manager, and that sort of personalization, even at the very beginning of the process, I think I got to believe that there'd be some value there, and sort of making that, even if it's across video, across the internet, that little bit of personal connection with the actual person behind the job.
Absolutely, yes.
Thanks, Ty. A quick reset, Shauna. It's crazy tonight on the HR Happy Hour. A lot of activity on the back channel, which is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
So thanks, everybody, for diving in tonight. This is the HR Happy Hour. We're talking about technology, new technology in recruiting. We're with Ty Abernethy from Zuzu Hire, Craig Fisher from TalentNet Live and Ajax Social Media, and a million other things he's up to. And I'm Steve. I am Steve. Shauna is here as well. Our call-in number, 646-378-1086. Our hashtag on Twitter, HRHappyHour. I want to make a special shout-out, because I see her out on the Twitter stream, to the great Beth Carvin, and we'll talk about her more from Knobscott Corporation, and we will talk about her more next week, but I just want to say hello to Beth and hope she's
hello.
Having a great, I guess it's a day for her. It's still, she's in Hawaii, so it's still the daytime, so
right.
Hello, Beth. We have a caller who wants to get on board, Shauna, so let's go ahead and take
Yay.
That call for Craig and or Ty. Let's go to country code 44. You are on the HR Happy Hour.
Hi, Steve. Good to be back on the show. How are we doing?
Bill, welcome back, buddy.
Hey, Bill.
I've got to ring in when Ty and Fish Dogs are talking recruited. Craig, I've got a question for you, really. Listening to the start of the show, we were talking quite a lot about singular technology, but how much do you see the challenge being actually mashing up lots of different types of technology rather than kind of sticking with one?
Well, yeah, it is a challenge because we get new technology every day, right? Am I coming through to much of an echo there?
Yeah, we have. I'm going to mute Bill's line because I think we're getting a little bit of an echo. Thanks, Bill, for the question, and Craig will take it.
Okay, you can hear me? All right.
Yeah, go ahead, Craig.
But we're seeing some tools like the Social CV do an amazing job of pulling a lot of things together and giving you a real quick snapshot in one spot of all of a person's social places and social profile. And you could do this on your own. I do this on my own with several tools together, and I'm pretty fast at it, but I'm not nearly as fast as the Social CV is. So,
let me step back a minute. You mentioned the Social CV, and I've seen it mentioned too. I don't know a lot about it. Could you sort of explain just for a bit about what the Social CV actually is?
Yeah. So what it does is it has actually they've been entering data into this engine for a couple of years, and it has the ability to pull profiles of either people's names or keywords by location and give you a list of everyone that fits what you're looking for, whether it's a specific person's name. You might get three Doug Larsons or 17 or whatever that are in Texas. But if you're using keywords, you'll get all the different people who fit those keywords in your geographic area that you're searching on. And you can just scroll through them, and there's a list, a column on the left, and on the right, as you're scrolling through, it will pull up that person's entire social profile, everything that they've ever been on or currently on, and will give you the most important vital statistics of how social they are, what kind of network they have, and several other sort of demographic info that can be derived from pulling social data, and gives you a really quick way to profile people and reach out and communicate. One of the things that I'm a big fan of is, you know, having an idea in your head before you ever call someone about what you're going to say to that person that has nothing to do with the job or your company or what you do. Right?
Oh,
conversation starters.
Sort of that friendly opening, you know, hey, how about those Yankees, that kind of thing, Craig?
Absolutely right.
Okay.
And this tool not just gives you, you know, the vital stats about, you know, you can tell whether they're working or not most of the time and lots of employment-type data, but really who they are as a person. It's a broader picture. This is one of the things that gives us a reason to do more things like video advertising for our jobs and video questionnaires and things like that. People want to connect with people. There's no more connecting with companies or brands or resumes anymore. You've got to connect with a real person now, and that's just what the expectation is. This really gives you an amazing way to do that quickly.
Right.
If I could jump in real quick, Steve.
Yeah, Ty, I was going to throw it right back to you. Go ahead, Ty.
Well, I was going to say I sat in Craig at HR Evolution did a great job. His breakout, and this was one of the topics he discussed. And so, Craig, I've been using Social CV for the past few weeks since HR Evolution, and it has. I mean, it's phenomenal. I mean, it's a game changer. I'd recommend anybody that has not tried it out to get on it. I mean, it's wonderful.
And Ty, do you sense like it's because it's sort of refreshed, it's updated? I mean, one of the things we hear about ATSs in larger corporations as well is they're so stagnant, right? A candidate might have sent in an application and a resume 18 months ago, and then that's where it dies, right? And so we have no idea what's really happened to that candidate and updates to that resume since then. And sort of tools like the Social CV sort of mitigate that for recruiters.
Yeah, and it also gives you a more of a, I think, a truer slice of the person than what you would even have by, you know, a resume even. I mean, it allows you to see their, you know, their social footprint in a sense and every aspect of who they are that you can find. I mean, it's brilliant in that capacity to where you're able to kind of, in a lot of ways, I'm able to see, I can usually kind of guess through using that, you know, what their personality is going to be like, what their background is, and it's more powerful than having a resume. It's great, and it's quick, easy to use, easy to search, and you know, I think that as people are becoming more and more dependent on social media and having, you know, social profiles, LinkedIn, Facebook, they're who they truly are on these platforms, some more so than others. But being able to kind of compare and have those readily available and to cross-reference it is extremely powerful. It's great.
Yeah. You know, Ty, I wonder, you know, as you sort of talked about the social CV and the value you've seen in it and sort of some of the ideas behind why it might be more valuable than even a resume. Do you, maybe, and Craig, you can comment on this as well. I mean, do we get the sense? I know, you know, I'll probably get some hate on the Twitter stream for sort of suggesting this, but do we get to the point where, I mean, when do we stop talking about resumes? When do we say, you know what, I don't care about, you know, that the resume becomes, you know, less valuable, less important, and we just kind of stop asking for it? Are we ever going to get there?
I think we're heading that direction. I mean, I think if LinkedIn could have their way, that's exactly what would happen. And we actually, we toyed with the idea when we started Zuzu Hire of, instead of having a space where you, or we were thinking about having the option of allowing employers to either request that applicants upload a resume or that they apply via their LinkedIn profile and they connect via LinkedIn. And we're still kind of toying with that, but I really think that LinkedIn especially is going to become more and more prevalent, and resumes are going to kind of slowly kind of dwindle. Resumes will be here for a long, long time to come, but I really think things are heading that way quicker than I think most people think.
Craig, I'd love your thoughts on that, on sort of the future and or the limited future of the resume. What do you think?
Yeah. Ty is dead on about this. LinkedIn will become our default resume, basically, or something very similar to LinkedIn. LinkedIn will likely end up getting bought in the next couple of years because they're going public. But that technology, and what's cool about that platform, is that it gets better SEO than any other social platform on the Internet. So if you're using LinkedIn properly and you have the proper keywords in your resume there, you're going to be found better than the next guy, and people are going to start realizing that. Plus, the paper version or even attached version of your resume is just going to go away. We're going to have more bandwidth, but we're not going to need it because everything's going to be hosted on somebody else's database. We're already seeing tools like BranchOut that allow you to import your LinkedIn data directly into that app. So Facebook's there. Twitter is going to have something similar to that at some point where your profile just clicks to a different link that gives you a bigger profile. And that's probably going to be able to use LinkedIn data as well. My thought on this is we're actually seeing more places with the about.me's and, you know, places that you can Google profiles and things like that where you can actually expand your footprint. We're going to start seeing our footprints kind of shrink to more optimized places to where we don't have to be spread out all over the place and we're still easily found. The actual resume, yeah. It's going to go away. The ATSs are going to start importing LinkedIn data.
Okay, so here's my follow-up. So in this world where we're talking about the value to recruiters and recruiting agencies of sites like the Social CV or Visual CV is another one, or certainly the LinkedIn profile and how just massively important that is, what about the guy out there, the guy or girl out there who's not that savvy and is really not up to speed and doesn't have a really robust online presence but has a really good resume? Maybe they went down to the local, you know, resume writing service expert and, you know, they've got their, you know, high-quality thick paper and the proper font. I mean, what do we tell that person to you know, what's the advice there? Are they sort of really going to get left behind even more if they're not sort of up to speed on some of these services?
Well, they need to get their resume on LinkedIn first and foremost. If they've got a really good resume and they paid somebody to do it and it looks great, get that information on LinkedIn. But one thing that we're finding that makes LinkedIn better than a resume, for instance, is the fact that you can tell a story better there, and you should be. You shouldn't just be reciting your job dates and titles and duties. That's not a story. It's not entertaining. When somebody does a search and your page comes up in the search results, you want them to click through and stick there for a little while. So just like any good website, If it's just statistics, it's going to be boring. If it doesn't tell a story and capture you a little bit, you're going to get passed over. So you've got to look at your profile picture. You've got to look at the kind of story you're telling, and you've got to get enough keywords in there to come up in the search in the first place. This is all very straightforward stuff, though. Anyone with a good resume can put all that information directly into LinkedIn, and then just look at how you're talking about yourself. Talk about who you serve versus who you are more.
So perhaps it's not that daunting, right? It's not that much of a leap between sort of the analog and the digital. Then it's really many of the same sort of themes applied. They just need to be repackaged or repurposed in a different manner to sort of fit these new technologies then.
LinkedIn is very simple. The form data there is easier than filling out a job application. If you can't do that, you're in trouble.
Ty, you had a comment? I think you were trying to jump
online.
In.
So that, I was just going to say that LinkedIn also, it kind of levels the playing field. So, I mean, right now, it's you got a blank Word document, and it's, okay, let's create your resume, you know, and you kind of have sky's the limit sort of capabilities. But with LinkedIn, it's very much you have this kind of framework you can work within. And some you can get more creative. Some people are better than others at doing that, but everything's kind of right there. So from a recruiting standpoint, I know exactly where to look for the key information. It's very, you know, it's very easy to kind of my eye's already trained for your LinkedIn profile. I know exactly where to look to get a synopsis of your experience.
You know, here's the funny thing, and I don't know. I'm not a recruiter by trade, but here's the thing about LinkedIn in sort of pulling off something, Ty, you just said, you know, that framework is there, right? And LinkedIn gives you that sort of template, if you will. And it seems like, crafting the resume, we mostly push people to a framework as well. There might be a little more wiggle room in the framework about some of the nuances of resume creating. But when we sort of really start pushing everybody to LinkedIn, are we removing creativity from the process, I suppose? Maybe that's my question. If we're saying, here's the LinkedIn framework and you fit that, is that too constraining? Can it be more difficult to tell your story in a framework that every single other person is going to use as well?
Steve, if you think about the framework of a resume, it's fairly the same, right? I mean, you've got a structure, you've got a summary, you've got the tools that you've used, and then you've got your job data and possibly your degree. A lot of people on Twitter are saying LinkedIn is only for people with degrees, and so LinkedIn will never become the platform of choice.
You know, don't ignore those Twitter hooligans in the back channel.
Well, and what I like about this is that a lot of these people that don't have degrees don't really have resumes either, so they're not necessarily sending a resume to a company. They're going in and applying directly, which also doesn't work all that well. But, there are plenty of blue-collar platforms as well that I think are great where people can still post a resume in a job board type scenario. But what's going to happen is this is all going to merge together, and the job boards are going to pull from the LinkedIn's or some platform like it as well. And it's not that constraining because you've got several different form areas where you can be unique. And that's the cool thing about LinkedIn. It's form data versus all on one page. And Google actually rewards you for having keywords in different forms on a page versus having it all strung out in one long paragraph, basically.
Right. Let's do a quick reset. Let me pause the show for a second. We get about, Shauna, 6 minutes to go. The show's flying by tonight. Fantastic conversation.
Perfect.
With Ty Abernathy from Zuzu Hire, with Craig Fisher from TalentNet Live and Ajax Social Media as well, where he works with our great friend, Jason Seiden. So where's Jason lately? I haven't seen hide or hair of him lately. So we need to...
Shauna, we need... I was talking about the Revolution.
Yeah, well, that was sad. That was sad. We missed him in his tuxedo, right? He would have classed up these there.
I know.
We need to book Jason Seiden for another guest hosting slot very soon.
Me too.
Craig, we can, mention it to him. I'm sure you'll talk to him before I will. So, this is the HR Happy Hour, of course. I'm Steve Bowes. Shauna is with us as well. Our call-in number is 646-378-1086. A couple minutes left. If you're hanging out on the line, there's quite a few folks on the line. Press 1 if you want to come on board. We can probably take one or two more questions. Twitter back channel, lively tonight, HR Happy Hour. We really appreciate that. You know, once you start talking about LinkedIn and the resume, that generates some interest as well. And you know, and so I've got this, Sean. And 99 episodes later, I know what people want to talk about. So so we just got a couple of minutes left in the show. So, Ty, I'll throw it to you. You know, Zuzu hires an interesting new product incorporating video, audio, text, you know, interactive kind of responses. You know, where do you think you're going, either specifically with Zuzu Hire or just in more general, where do you see some of these really innovative recruiting technologies going, and what are you looking for next?
Well, I think that the first thing we're about to roll out is the video component for companies to be able to record a video intro. So that's kind of the first thing on our plate right now, is to roll that out, because I really think that video for companies is going to be key for marketing purposes. But as far as the future, I don't know. I mean, I think that we're becoming more and more of an interactive world, and I think that I get excited thinking about ways to engage in more of an interactive way, to where it's a quick ping back and forth to learn something about somebody else. And, you know, I mean, so just kind of thinking about the future, I think that that it would be cool for companies to have a tool where you can almost have your own sort of application and response, almost in the way that the kind of Twitter works, the back and forth communication, to where you can kind of quickly message and have your own kind of personal stream, if you will, going along with a company, to where companies are able to easily update applicants on what's going on and where they are in the process, and candidates are able to ask questions of the companies as well. Now, what that looks like, I'm not sure, but I really think that the world is becoming more and more interactive, and I think that the more that companies can interact with their applicants, I think the more goodwill they will receive from job applicants, and I think the more fun it'll be for everyone involved.
Ty, those are some great points. I appreciate that. And I just want to throw it to Craig. We just had a couple minutes left in the show. Craig, we talked for 57 minutes. I don't think we've talked about mobile once, and I know that's a huge area you've done a lot of work in. You've presented on a lot. I mean, how come we didn't talk about mobile once? Is that my fault? I should have asked that question.
Oh, it's probably totally Steve's fault.
No, it's not. And the thing about mobile is it's just another platform, right? And all these things that we've talked about, you can do on your phone. And it's interesting. We had Lisa McCarthy from the Spirion Group. She's a marketing person on Beyond Social this morning. And she says that the one thing we know people pick up in the morning when they leave for work are their keys, their wallet, and their phone. So when we're talking about all these tools, the platform is going to be mobile soon. It's not going to be mobile outsold PC in the last quarter of last year for the first time ever. That's where we're going. So we don't really necessarily have to talk mobile anymore. It is mobile. It's already there. You know, the John Sumsers are going to poke holes in my theories here, but I love the way he does it too. But I want to congratulate Ty on what he's doing with Zuzu Hire, because I think that's just a great tool too.
Thanks, Craig.
I appreciate that.
Craig, thanks for that. I love that perspective. Like, let's maybe stop talking about mobile, because it's just part of the ecosystem. It's part of the experience, and we need to stop thinking about it as some other place and some other separate entity. Hey, Craig, Ty, fantastic stuff tonight. We just got a couple minutes left in the show. Ty, I'll throw it to you. Just any last words, anything you want to mention? Of course, Zuzu Hire, which is ZUZUHIRE.com. Just any final thoughts from you real quick?
Thanks for having me on the show. I do want to give Craig a quick plug here, because after sitting in on the HR Evolution breakout he had, was blown away by what he was talking about with Foursquare and how to use that as a recruiting tool. And so if any of you guys out there are interested in that, Craig is the man to talk to, and I was blown away, and I was hoping we were going to talk about that some.
You know what, Ty, that's a great point. Let's go after show. Shauna, you can open up all the lines.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk a little bit about Foursquare and location recruiting on the after show. If Craig and Ty can hang out with us for a few minutes, that'd be great.
Yeah, but had a great time on the show. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Ty. Craig, last words real quick, 30 seconds.
Yeah, we'll see everybody in San Francisco next week at the Recruiting Innovation Summit, and then the week after that at the HR Demo Show in Las Vegas. And go social.
And TalentNet Live in July or August? Craig.
Talent Net Live, July 29th at Rackspace in San Antonio, and August 26th at PepsiCo in Dallas.
Fantastic. Thanks so much. Shauna, great show tonight. Thanks to our friends at Acquire for sponsoring the show.
Thank you,
and being with us. After show coming up now. Call in right now if you want to be on the after show.
Great.
And we'll see you next week with episode 100 from HR Happy Hour. Good night, everyone.
Good.
This episode of HR Happy Hour was sponsored by Acquire, purveyors of leading workforce planning and analytics solutions. Get together with fellow HR experts, meet the Acquire team, and hear your revered HR Happy Hour host, the magnetic Steve Bowes. Yes, his skin is literally magnetic. Dispense his HR wisdom at the Acquire User Conference, May 22nd through the 24th. Register now at acquireinc.com/structure2011.
All right. Great show, everybody. Thank you so much.
It was
fantastic.
A lot of fun.
Ty and Craig, thank you. Went quick at the end. I'm sorry I rushed at the end, but I
that was good.
Want to get the spots run before we hit the top of the hour. So this is after show, of course. We're not live streaming on the internet right now, but anything you say will make the recorded archive for podcast. So yeah, Ty, great point. I didn't ask about Foursquare and location recruiting, and I know Craig's got some really interesting ideas in around that. And I've seen it too on Foursquare, right? As you're scrolling through locations, and you might see venues that are corporate organizations, you might see a little blurb about, hey, come join us because we're doing fantastic things here. And Craig, if you're still with us for a couple of minutes, maybe comment a little bit about what you're seeing, in particularly in location-based services in recruiting.
You bet. You know, one of the coolest things that I like about location-based services is, again, I'm a profiler by nature as a recruiter. I like to kind of get a really good picture of a person's lifestyle, their activities, their personality. And you search Google for location-based activity, which is pretty easy to do, and you're attaching keywords for the types of jobs that you're hiring. You can actually find users that work at your competitors or that you're trying to hire from with the keywords you want. And you can tell that they've just checked in at Starbucks at 8 a.m. and they've done this every day for the last 10 weeks. So you can start profiling, wow, I know now that I could call this person at 7:50 a.m. very likely catch them in their car on the way to Starbucks before they go to work. That's a good time to talk to that person. Other than that, you also know now that, oh, they also like coffee. They hit the gym at lunch every day, you know, so they're physically active, they're social people, they're doing all the things you would want in a good employee. You have things to talk to them about. You start to build a picture of, you know, what these people are beyond a resume. And so that's one of the really cool things you can do by searching. And when it comes to the employer side, you can do some really amazing stuff by encouraging employees to check in with rewards-type programs and encourage them to talk about good customer experiences or post to the product.
We're getting a lot of bleed-through in the background here, so whoever's...
Your phones are not on mute anymore, so if you're watching television...
Yeah, all the lines are open,
so
we're sort of hearing everything through. Someone's got the tweet deck beeping. I can hear them. Fantastic, so...
Guys,
well, Craig, I have a question for you.
Yep.
From a Foursquare recruiting standpoint, because this is something for me that I've been very reluctant to kind of take on myself. To me, it just doesn't seem like a very time effective way to go about recruiting. So I've always kind of had it there and have been, you know, it's been something I've always been interested in, but I've never actually really gotten too far into it. Do you find it to be, and what are your kind of best practices for making your time effective when you're recruiting in that capacity, using Foursquare and other tools like that?
Right. I keep it very, very simple. Okay. I do a Google search of the Twitter site. So you know how to X-ray Twitter, site colon twitter.com, right? And then I use the terms in parentheses, the number 4SQ, or the written out word Foursquare. And then whatever keywords that I'm trying to recruit for, graphic designer, and location, Dallas. And you can then not just have one quick way to connect with someone, but two. Because you can see their activities on Twitter, right? And if you've got that cached Foursquare in the search, that page brings up all the places they've checked in. So you're connecting actually faster with people than you are with traditional searches. Because if you go friend somebody on Foursquare, most of the time they see it. It pops up on their phone. Also, if you send them a note on Twitter, hey, I noticed you on Foursquare and want to connect. I've got a job at your competitor down the street. Because you can also tell that they've just checked in at Microsoft or wherever it is they work.
Mm-hmm.
So you have points of contact. You have reasons to communicate, things to talk about, and just another touch point to actually get. We're not in a situation where candidates just want to talk to recruiters all the time. I think we are because unemployment's high or whatever. But no, candidates are actually getting pickier, if you ask me. And so the better ways you can reach out and touch them where they are and in places that they don't mind being connected with, the better off you are, in my opinion. And that's just a real quick and dirty, easy way to find candidate data. And you know you've got live, interactive-type people that are recently updated. You can do a search of Twitter, and you might come up with hundreds of names in profile data that fit your requirements. But 70% of those people haven't been on Twitter in 6 months. You see what I'm saying?
Right,
but if you use Foursquare in there, you know they've recently checked in somewhere and they are using it. They are active.
Hmm. Yeah, it's interesting to me. Do you find that, are lots of... I guess for me, I've just been really reluctant to get on Foursquare. So after your talk at HR Evolution, I finally broke down and got on Foursquare. So that's a little bit. I'm kind of coming at this, a little bit green from
sort of coming out of the Foursquare closet, so to speak.
Yes, exactly. I'm busting out of the Foursquare closet. So I guess for me, I'm just still a little bit green to where, in that sense, where I don't quite have my bearings about me in that standpoint. But what you said makes sense. I think that. I think I'm going to give it a go and kind of see how this works. But fascinating recruiting method, though. I was when you were talking about that, I was just like, wow. At the HR Evolution, it's just a very counter to the typical ways that I and I think most people go about recruiting. So
yeah, it's sort of a counter. It's a countercultural crowd there, Ty. It's sort of like the. It's sort of like the Sergeant Pepper era Beatles. Not the early "I Want to Hold Your Hand" Beatles. That's like Sherm, right? In the Stoots and everything. We're like the Sergeant Pepper, possibly
nice.
Experimented with other substances. Beatles.
Right.
We're the late Beatles. Yeah, exactly. I think that's a fair.
I wouldn't suggest that searching with Foursquare data is going to replace any other type of sourcing. It's not. It's just another avenue for you. When you run out, and it's all, honestly, it's one that your competitors aren't using,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, no doubt. Greg, that's right on about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Because quite frankly, I run around this town where I live in Rochester, and I'll check into, a coffee shop or something for the first time and become the mayor, immediately. So I'm like, I'm
dominating Rochester Foursquare.
I'm going to tell you what, I'm dominating it.
Honestly, we've been researching recruiting on gaming platforms for years, and some very, very good recruiters do a great job of that. That's all this is. It's a gaming platform that you can search.
Craig, I wrote about this on my blog a couple of months ago, maybe about a month ago, a site called Plantville that one of the large chemical companies put out. Right, it's an interactive game, and but it's really a recruiting play. It's to try to find people who are interested in running plants and chemical plants and things like that, all that sort of industrial engineering kind of stuff, to engage with them in a gaming paradigm. Honestly, for the purposes of recruiting them, it's completely a recruiting play, and it's totally on the money, I think.
Well, and what I think Empire Avenue is pretty much the same way.
Yeah.
Empire Avenue is becoming a great place to recruit, and people like Jim Durbin are pioneering right now in actually doing it, and the research is going into it. He's a master at that stuff, and it's really cool. But again, my thing about Foursquare and Gowalla and eventually Facebook Places, which will inevitably be searchable, is the fact that they've got location data attached to them. And that's real time, and that's important. These are the reasons we have Google real-time search results. And if you actually, Steve, go check in to a Starbucks and you post to Twitter when you check in,
right,
hey, I'm at Starbucks. By the way, I'm hiring a marketing intern in Dallas for an open job. Call Craig at blah, blah, blah. And you go to Google and look at real-time search results, you'll be the number one result for marketing intern Dallas.
Yeah. Job. Fantastic. Hey, Craig, Ty, thanks so much. Everything. Any last words from anybody else who might be on the line before we wrap it up tonight and sort of get on with our lives, quite frankly, Shauna? You know? All right. So I've sort of lost switchboard control, Shauna, again, thanks to Blog Talk Radio. So if you have it, if you want to pick a song and play us out, that'd be fantastic. Otherwise, Ty, thanks so much. Craig Fisher, Ty Abernathy, thanks so much for tonight. Great show, great fun, huge back channel, huge show. Next week, episode 100, and I will not tell you the super secret location that we're almost lined up for the show, and you will find out on the show, Sean. I will not tell you, I promise you. I can't.
Maybe.
I can't tell you.
Well, congratulations, Steve. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much, Craig and Ty. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week on the HR Happy Hour. Shauna, play us out. Pick something.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.